Paul needed them young men. He couldn't send them out indiscriminately. He didn't send them out there without some real cause, without a regard, without a situation that demanded the security, the concern and care for those people that Paul was watching over and loved and cared for as a father. These young men, he taught them and trained them. But he didn't just send them out just because he wanted to go out and them to bring him an offering. He didn't send them out just because he wanted to rule over them. Whenever he heard the wolf had got in there, then he himself, like he said, "But I trust in the Lord that I also myself shall come shortly. But I can't be everywhere, so I'm going to send Timothy. I'm going to send Titus. I'm going to send Epaphroditus. I'm going to send Trophimus. I'm going to send one of these young men that I've fathered in the Lord. They respect me and I respect them, and I'm going to send them to you." Jesus said in Mark 10:29-30, he said, "He that forsaketh all that he hath and follows me," he said, "in this world you'll have mothers and fathers spiritually." I'll tell you, that's what the church needs today. Get some of these old gals off of their fancy pants, dressing binge, and get them down to earth as a mother and father in the Lord, and get them under the tutorship and under the counsel and under the teaching of a man of God, and settle them down and serve them up, that they could get in here and be examples to the other women. And that's what God commands them to do, but they won't obey it. There's rebellion everywhere in the church. In Titus 2, listen to this. "But speak thou the things which become sound doctrine, that the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, in patience. The aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness." This is talking about your pattern, your example. You're the projection. What do you project when you get out here going down the street wobbling and wiggling and trying to get somebody's attention? Are you attracting people to Jesus, or are you attracting them to your old bodily contortions and curves and dress, and get their mind off of Jesus? A woman dresses, she should do it for the glory of God. Dress so you don't attract attention to yourself. My God, you don't hardly see a woman anymore. All you do is see a body twisting and turning and writhing. Remind me of that old serpent in the Garden of Eden, writhing and twisting and trying to get Eve's attention to pervert and subvert and seduce and damn and destroy. You don't hardly see a godly woman anywhere you look. All you do see a body a writhing and twisting. The Bible said here, for the aged women, a mature Christian woman, likewise, be in behaviors becometh holiness. Don't try to teach somebody until you get your own self the pattern that God desires and holds you responsible of projecting. If you're not projecting that image of godliness and holiness and trust and sobriety, don't you open your mouth. Keep your mouth shut. God have mercy. You can't teach nobody nothing you don't have. Said, "You first be in behavior as becometh holiness. Not a false accuser, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the younger women to be sober." I want my wife to hear this morning. I want her, God, to anoint her. I want her to take that responsibility with more soberness than she's ever had. I ought not have to go around and talk to you women about some of your ungodly dress or the way you dollop your body and your hair or nothing else. I want my wife to be able to do that. Take that responsibility. The Bible tells her, as a mother in Israel, a mother in the church, a mother in the kingdom of God, tells her right plainly to teach the younger women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Then he says, "Young men likewise exhort to be sober-minded, in all things showing thyself a pattern of good works." And when you tell people, "You're not a pattern of good works." Look out now, you're judging. Yes, I am judging by the word of God. "He that is spiritual judgeth all things." 1 Corinthians 2:15. Judging their old carnality, judging their old rebellion, judging their old being stiff-necked. against the Holy Ghost. Yes, I am. He said that let the young men be a pattern of good works. A pattern is the exact thing that you can see before you've created another like it. Lord have mercy, you can look at a real Christian and say, hey, if I'd get to be a real Christian, that sinner says, I want to be like him. There ain't nothing wrong with that. Paul said, you follow me as I follow Christ. 1 Corinthians 11 and 1. Follow me as I follow Christ. That's projecting that godly image. He said, be a pattern of good works and doctrine, showing uncorruptness. Don't open your mouth until you know something. Try to tell somebody something when you're dumb as a pig on Sunday. Why, keep your mouth shut. Proverbs 17:28 says, even a fool when he holdeth his peace is counted wise. If you shut your mouth, people won't think you're a fool or foolish. And he that shutteth his lips is esteemed a man of understanding. The verse before that, verse 27, says, he that hath knowledge spareth his words. And a man of understanding is also of an excellent spirit. Oh, you've got a wonderful spirit to go with if you know anything. If you don't know nothing, why, you probably don't have a good spirit. All right, says, show gravity. Show sincerity. Show a sound speech that cannot be condemned. When you open your mouth, nobody can't condemn you. Or if you don't know nothing, keep your mouth shut and everybody think you're a wise man until you do become wise. So that he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you. Praise God. I tell you, if we do that, be fine, wouldn't it? What's the text? 1 Corinthians 10:31, whether therefore you eat or drink or all what you do, everything you do, all you do, do all to the glory of God. This is doing it to the glory of God. And the Bible said, don't do just part of what you do to the glory of God. Do all to the glory of God. My Lord, if we do all to the glory of God, we're going to get this ministry off its dragabouts and get it really moving. God needs us, everyone, to get in here and to be an examples and to hold forth the word of life. What do you want to do, giving somebody a magazine with an anointed message in it, if you don't believe it, if you're not living it? Don't do any good. But if you believe it and you're living it, take that anointed magazine. Praise God, be like the young brother that wrote somewhere, here's a radio broadcast, somewhere out in the Midwest. He said, I went to the laundromat and had one of those December magazines sticking out of my back pocket that had 666, and the 666 was showing. And a woman in the laundromat said, what is that you got in your hip pocket? He showed it to her. She says, can I have that? He says, you sure can. Well, see, that's the way the Holy Ghost does a lot of things. It makes it a lot easier on you than it would if you go open your mouth and get your foot in your own foot in your mouth. You ever heard what that is? That's hoof and mouth disease. That's when you ought to be listening when you're talking. You get your foot in your mouth. Now that's a terrible disease and it hurts. Try it sometime. Stick your old foot in your mouth. See if it don't hurt. All right. We need to be able to be that example at all times. God requires it of us. We've got to be taught. We've got to be trained. The Bible said, Proverbs 27, 5 and 6, open rebuke is better than secret love. A father and mother in the Lord will rebuke you. They'll reprove you. If you can't accept Sister Pringle and I as a father and mother to you in the Lord, and you think we're going to come around and flatter you, you just got another thing coming. You better think it through because it won't happen. But if we come and reprove you and rebuke you and exhort you to get off your sit down place and do something and do it right, then you'll say, hey, now they're acting like my mom and daddy. Well, that's the way they used to respond to situations like that. Now, these old modern day parents get around, oh, you're just the sweetest little thing, and they're not fitting to shoot. We got to be careful about that mess. All right? We've got to remember the Bible says to mark them that are not doing the right thing and set a mark on those that are. Now that's being careful. In Romans 16 and verse 17 through 19, I'll beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you have learned, and avoid them. The people that are going to mislead you, the people whose influence and radiations, They deflect your moral compass and make it untrue that you can't keep your eyes on Jesus and your ear to the Word of God. The Bible said, avoid them. And you need to avoid them worse than the mumps and the measles. He said, put a mark on them and avoid them, for they're going out here and they represent offenses contrary to the doctrine, to the things that you've learned and taught from the Word of God. Avoid them. Mark them and then avoid them. Every time you see that fellow, you put the mark on that's dangerous, his influence for you to be around. Say, hey, I marked you, and go around it. Praise God, don't have nothing to do with him. For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly. And by good words and fair speeches, they deceive the hearts of the simple. Now, you want to see another mark? All right, turn over to Philippians, the third chapter, beginning in verse 17. Paul the apostle pleads, he beseeches the saints. He said, brethren, be followers together of me and mark them which walk so, as you have us for an ensample. You know what an ensample is? It's a pattern. He said, you got some patterns of godliness and they live holy. They have faith in God. They care about me. They want to watch over me because they want to be my father and mother, and I can trust them. I done tried them, and I know I can trust them. He says, mark them which walk so, and they're your example. And then he tells you something else. He said, for you got to look out, for many walk of whom I've told you often, they claim to be Christians, and now I'm telling you, even weeping,